years ago. I was doing some work on the side for them, but I finally stopped doing that. And they were bought out by another company now, out of Hyde Company out of Boston, bought them out. So it's very interesting how the city and the city itself started, of course, saw the demise of the tanning industry. Trucking companies would go out of business because there's no more product for them to move. They didn't, you know, there used to be a ton of trucking companies in Peabody moving all the chemicals, the hides. You used to, you know, look down Wall Street and watch a tractor trailer truck full of hides coming down the street. You don't even, you won't see that today. Everything, well, those are open beds, flat beds, but now they're containerized. That's mostly how they ship it now. But there were trucking companies everywhere. There were chemical factories. There were big ones, little ones, specializing in different things. There was all that was going, closing up. Walnut Street, was loaded with little shops and bars and luncheonettes and stuff like that. And that all is gone. Eventually, it killed the hardware stores. Allen Hardware, where the train guy is on Main Street now, they were the first hardware store to go. Zelotus eventually closed up. Boyle Machine closed up. There's a grocery store downstairs now and a dance studio upstairs. Boyle Machine supplied all the tanneries with all the piping and the valves and industrial equipment. Zelotus, because of all the immigrants that were in that area of town, Zelotus family did a lot of work for the people. Their hardware store was a great hardware store. It wasn't anything you couldn't get there. People would come in with a part from a sink that was made 100 years ago from the valve, and Zelotus had those parts. And they used to, it was, you know, if you didn't know where to get it, go to Zelotus's and they'll put it together for you. They eventually closed up. Then the storefronts were replaced by Walgreens. Home Depot came to town. No more hardware stores. You go to Home Depot, but that was all part of the change.
Do you think Peabody fared it well, the loss of the leather industry?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, they had the industrial park, but the industrial park was for big companies. There at the time, Peabody was losing the little shops. And the little shops were providing jobs for the tanneries. They were providing jobs for the local people who lived in Walnut Street area, Tremont Street, all those, condensed Foster Street, all the three deckers, the multiple family houses, and all those people had a job. And now all these shops are closing up, so these people had to go they were trained in the leather industry. Now they had to get out of it. There is no more leather industry. They had to get retrained to work in an electronics factory, putting diodes together or chips together or manufacturing chips. So I think it was I know the Portuguese community had to, a lot of the people, they were busing people out of the city because they had to go to Woburn, to an industrial park in Woburn to get work. Mm. So that caused problems, sure.
Mm. When did your job end?
We closed the shop in 96. We were still making things for a couple of good customers we had around the country. Who were calling us, please, before you go, we need this part made. So we were making things, but it wasn't enough to keep the company running. And people wanted me to keep the company running after we closed the big shop. They said, "Why don't you move into a little shop?" I said, "It's not. I can't do it. It's not enough." I can't